This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Damn straight advice. We do it each and every Wednesday at this time. We're live at Sam's Boat in Seabrook at the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk. Let's give away some tickets here to the International Bacon Festival. Pair of tickets on Saturday, October 7th at HTX Sports Creek. It's powered by Scott Paper Towel. Caller number 9 to the contest line. Caller number 9, 832-430-2WIN. 832-430-2WIN is going to be going to the International Bacon Festival.
Can you bust out like a Bart Simpson bacon? How excited you are about bacon?
Does Bart like bacon?
I think Bart would like bacon.
I think he would too. I think Homer likes bacon.
Oh, Homer. I mean, yeah. Homer. Yes. I'm saying Bart. Yeah. I meant Homer.
No, Homer does like bacon.
I don't have a good bacon. I got a good chocolate.
Homer, my favorite Homer bacon moment was when.
Sorry, I meant Homer. I'm an idiot.
Was when Homer says, he's talking about pork products. And he's like, well, there's sausage, and there's pork chops, and there's bacon, and then he made pulled pork. And Lisa goes, Dad, they all come from the same animal. He goes, oh, surely. So some magical animal.
Every Sunday night is still on Fox.
For 26 years.
That's
or
awesome.
Surely, such a magical
that was
animal.
Serendipitous. I asked you to do it, Rich, and then Sean just stole your thunder.
By the way, if you're looking for damn straight advice, 713-572-4610, text line right now. I've got one if you guys need one.
Well, I just want to read this actually text real quick. So, you guys are wearing rose-colored glasses. O'Brien's record is barely above 500. He's just an average coach. Which I don't think we've ever called him a great coach.
No.
And this team with Watson is just a 500 team. He's 1-1. So, I mean, I guess technically you're right, but you make him sound it's a 500 team.
Is there a take in there somewhere?
Play two games.
Is there an actual take in there somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know. I got to look underneath here.
All right, 713-572-4610. Here's one. I've always initiated conversations with women. If a coworker's talking about going to a Dallas game and buying two tickets but doesn't know who she's going to invite, friendly offer or something more to it?
Say that again?
Essentially, a female coworker is giving him a hypothetical. I'm thinking about going to a Dallas game. Oh. I'm going to buy two tickets. I'm not sure who to invite.
Oh, pfft.
Friendly offer or something more to it?
Oh, so she's just floating that out there in casual conversation?
What's wrong with people?
Is this just a conversation or is she trying to get something going?
She's trying to get something going. Yeah. Come on.
So if you like her, go.
And I think you're right.
And if not, suggest three people.
I think you're right, Ted, but I will say that back in the day, that's kind of a question I would have asked
didn't know. Look, you know. Hey, it's tough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting here acting like, look, I've gone through hell and back, right? So my feeling on relationships is I sound very cavalier and that I got all the answers. I've gone through hell to get these answers, right? And so I was, you know, sometimes insecure and not totally confident. So I could maybe come across as that way because I've just learned it's just the best way to be, right?
Yeah.
But
not caring.
Yeah. I don't give a bleep anymore. People that know me know that that's the case. But I'd say yes. I'd say she's definitely sending a message.
I agree.
And to you know what? If you feel like that's I don't know, co-working though. That's a slippery slope.
You don't like to bleep where you eat.
No, that could come back to really bite you.
Yeah.
In the butt.
It can, but you can also wind up married for 30 years to a former coworker.
Well, there you go.
And then there's the rich lord story.
There's the true love story there, man.
There's the rich lord story. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't end that way.
Yeah, you're probably right.
99 times.
So and employers often frown on that.
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So to put a bow on it, though, I think we all agree that she's actually throwing out there, something out there.
Yes.
But that we would caution you to proceed. Is that fair?
I agree.
Okay. This doesn't look like a damn straight advice question. It looks more like somebody saying what they're going to do and maybe just putting it out there so we can comment on it.
What do you got?
Bought a sports apparel item for a girl I was talking to. The item finally arrived, but we aren't talking right now. Oh, no, he is asking. Still give it to her or just bury it in the closet?
Well, why aren't you talking anymore? Did something happen to create a rift?
I'm going to assume that it's not good right now if they're not talking.
Because if so, buried in the closet, that shouldn't even be an option. How about returning it?
Yeah, that is right.
Yeah, return it for your money.
My first question would be, is whatever has you not talking something that's resolvable? Yeah. And do you want it resolved? You know, yes. What does your heart tell you? What does your heart tell you about the percentage chance that you will be with or want to be with this person? If you want to be with her badly enough, this could be a nice peace offering. This could get the ball rolling again.
That's also true.
Yeah. So I
need more info.
Right. I don't think there's a fixed answer to this without more information. But
I
just
don't know. I think if you're not talking, it's probably best you never talk again.
You think, Ted? You make it sound like it's got to go perfect.
You know, here's this whole narrative of marriage is hard. You got to work at it. You shouldn't have to work that hard at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't even sound like they're married. They were just kind of talking to each other.
Yeah, all right. I would say get your money back,
What
bro.
Does she look like?
There we go. Text a picture.
Let's get right down to it.
We'll give it
what
to
does
you.
She look
we'll
like?
We'll give it to you straight.
Yeah. Got any pictures?
Here's one.
Go ahead, Ted.
I already had an ACL surgery twice, and I possibly tore my knee a third time from playing basketball. I'm a 27-year-old teacher. Playing basketball is my passion. If I require surgery, should I put basketball down forever?
Ooh.
If I require surgery, should I put basketball down forever?
How about
asking your
doctor?
If you do or don't have surgery, it sounds like basketball is out of the question maybe right now anyway.
As good as our advice always is, you might want to consult a specialist on this
screw
one.
That.
Right. No, just
you might ask the doctor if your
WebMD.
Knee is sound enough. Right?
Google WebMD.
No, you're good.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, Google WebMD.
Google WebMD. That's my advice.
Oh.
Do what Arian Foster did. Put your MRI results on social media and solicit opinions.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. This is another way of saying don't bleep where you eat. I like this one better because I don't have to say bleep and sound like a wuss on the air. Don't get your meat where you get your bread.
Oh, nice.
I've never heard that before.
It's pretty
good.
You
know what's tough? Is I frequent places that have a lot of hot chicks.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm shocked to hear that.
I mean, yeah, no surprise. Like the gym, for instance.
Yeah.
A lot of hotties.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best idea.
Oh, why?
Because it's the same place you work out.
Yeah.
You work out at the same time usually, right? You have a routine.
Right.
So if there's a little hottie walking around and all of a sudden you start chatting it up.
Where else, Ted? The gym? The swanky high rise?
The swanky high rise? you know, when I was low on vitamin D, I had to go to a tanning salon.
It's medicinal purposes.
Right.
Yeah, I was low on vitamin D though, so that's
follow,
why I had to go.
Follow up text on the Dallas game, the hypothetical Dallas game.
Yes. But the swanky high rise residency does present a lot of quandaries for you.
For the Dallas game great, hypothetical, if you're built like Ted, she's hitting on you. If you're built like Sean, she's hoping you have a friend. Probably true.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? Look. You have charm, charisma, smarts, you know
I'm
what I mean?
Not worried about my ability
it's
to never, handle myself on the
like
streets.
Like women, it's not always about the looks, man.
No.
It's about your wallet.
Clearly.
It's
I'd
about
still be
your
a virgin.
Charm. It's about your intelligence.
Right.
Can you make them laugh?
Sense of humor.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Your Twitter prowess.
Oh, Twitter. I'm sure.
How good are you?
You know what? Day two is going to depend on how many Twitter followers you have.
Yeah.
My last guy only had 1,200. What do you have?
Do you have a blue check mark?
Do you have a blue check mark? Well, then you're relationship worthy.
For unknown reasons, I have one.
Why does a blue check mark just feel so much better? I just feel like I'm so validated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
By this blue check mark that validates you as a real human being.
Would you, if they took away your blue check mark, would you trade one of your Super Bowl rings to get it back?
Come up next, I'll tell you.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Coming up next.
You guys ever had someone launch a fake account with your name?
No.
No.
You have.
I have.
Yeah.
Hey, you should be honored.
And we move on.
Yeah.
Rich, you should be honored.
Oh, yeah, it's a status symbol.
It kind of is.
You
man.
Got street cred, man.
Kind
a fake
of is.
Rich Lord account. I've mentioned this before. We had to sick the CBS lawyers on him.
All right. I want to throw a poll question out there that I put up on Twitter. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Might not be for you.
Oh, it's not for me. I'm sorry. Oops.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.